tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This episode entitled Sister Act, Season 5, Episode 13. Unlucky number 13. This seemed to be kind of a rough episode. Yeah. It seemed to be kind of, you know, a serious one,
I
think.
Are we talking now? I was just answering. Okay. Yes. I think super serious.
It seemed to be a little bit more, not so much fun and dogs and Kyle throwing a party. And that was in there too, of course. Kyle's always got a party. But, you know, the aftermath pretty much of what went down. Mm-hmm. Please subscribe to us on both SoundCloud, YouTube, and iTunes. And you can also
hit us up on Twitter. You can tweet me at Christy Reports. Tweet the show. I believe it's at or hashtag ABTVRHBH.
You got it.
And tweet me too. I'm Fern Rone at Fern Rone.
Tag us. Yes. Tag us for a shout out, y'all.
And we know you will not be shy with leaving comments below. We've had quite a reaction to our opinions here, but we always keep it real and we keep it 100 with what we believe is our truth. So, yes. Like it or not, that's what you're going to get here at AfterBuzz TV from us.
Thank you, Grant.
Screw that. You know, really, though. Everyone has an opinion, please. So let's get into it real quick with kind of wrapping up this whole party that went on, this game mixer, which I think is just so ridiculous.
Because it wasn't how we roll in WeHo.
It really wasn't even like a mixer. It was basically like a backdrop to these women just having this drama, this little fight. Now, did anybody catch that Kyle seemed to be completely out of it.
Totally wasted.
You think she's
over the place. Really? I think she has had several drinks. She is out of it.
So you think she's totally, wow.
I don't think she's wasted. I just think she's a couple of drinks in, which pushed her over the crying hump.
I agree with you. I think
drunk and angry.
Really? That bad combo. I think she just had a little too. I mean, she was burning up. She was crying. She was upset. She was trying to host the party. Yeah. She was doing the most at this event. A lot of stuff going on with her. She just looked like a mess. And, you know, again, she's not helping her case with trying to look, you know, like the mature person in my eyes, because she's like, Brandy's mean. I'm like, oh, God, come on. Like, last week we had to hear about how awkward the situation was. It was just, I don't know. But, I mean, let's get into it and let's be really fair with the whole situation here.
We'll try.
Because, I don't know, I mean, I watched last week's episode a second time because I thought maybe I was a little rough on Kyle. And, you know, I don't really believe it. She is a mean girl, like I said last week. I really don't. But, I mean, I definitely believe that ultimately her going up to Brandy, making that weird apology, having this public conversation should have never happened in that venue. That should have probably not even really happened on camera, to be real. Mm-hmm. Of course, we want to see it.
Right, of course.
But, I mean, I just feel like she just went about it the completely wrong way. The way she spoke and the way she went after people. I mean, obviously, she's entitled to deal with it, but just deal with it in a different way. What do you think?
Yeah, and for once, Brandy Glanville wasn't going to come in there and bust down the door two sheets to the wind and make a big fuss. She came in and said, hi to Kyle, nice to see you. She was willing to have a decent night and just forget about it. We know Brandy loves to say a bunch of crap and then act like it didn't happen. She was totally willing to do that, and Kyle wasn't going to let it happen. And I feel like, for the sake of the gays finding a new man, she should have just let it all slide.
Let it slide.
So they could have their mixer.
I think Brandy, yeah, she might not have been wasted at this event, but didn't she say something about knocking someone's teeth out? Like, when she eventually went for it, she said the thing about the husband comment. She might not have been drunk, but she was nasty. She got nasty when it was time to get nasty.
She doesn't need the liquor.
Like I said last week, I don't think Kyle's a mean girl. I think she's at the end of her rope with her sister and this disease, and it's serious, and she just can't take it anymore.
See, my life is so hard when I'm not on my yacht, y'all.
Oh, my God.
But I...
well...
But yeah. I think Brandy was...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Got nasty, and she wasn't even drunk, as she told Yolanda.
Yeah, what was interesting to me was Lisa Vanderpump mentioning that she thinks that Brandy is looking for a reaction, and for many people, it's obvious. Right. But I'm glad that they finally kind of called it out, and they like moved the curtain away from it, and now it's kind of out there that, you know, she really is just trying to get a reaction, and Lisa Vanderpump is just immune to it at this point. Yeah. Ignoring
and she
it.
Did tell Kyle, I told she you did. So, this yeah. is what's going to happen. Yeah. She warned Kyle. And now that this is happening, for Lisa to come in there and be like, hey, remember, I told you so, hello. She did not deserve to hear, it's not about you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. No, because it's all about Kyle all the time.
This episode really
The yacht's name is Kyle. Sorry, okay, we can continue.
This episode really made, like, Brandy look like a head case. Like, they really kind of broke down, like, where she's coming from. Was she hit? It got really, like, you know, was she abused? Like, why is she so upset? It just kind of, like, really kind of went after her. I would love to know. I really want to read Brandy's blog about her reaction to this episode. Because people are coming at her from all angles, even when she wasn't in the room. So at this point, the blog has not been up. But of course, you know, we will consult that resource when it's available.
Right. And they're clearly trying to create sympathy for Brandy, or trying to make you think like, oh yeah, you know what? Instead of just calling her a jerk, why is she this way? And I am almost ashamed to say it's working a little bit. Between her acting like a normal person on Celebrity Apprentice, which I'm watching every week and you should watch the after show, and this show sort of like coming into the thing not being the one that was yelling and screaming and swearing, letting that be Kyle, I'm almost sort of like feeling Brandy a little bit.
I'm never going to be sort of being like, I think she needs to grow up. But I think in her defense, we don't see her being a mom, which I think might be, is a huge factor. So her character isn't, you know, rounded out, but she gets herself in trouble. Her mouth, the things she says, she has the most immature belief system, the things she says. I'm like, how old are you? She gets herself in trouble. Well, I don't need to know about her childhood to know she's crazy.
I think both Kyle and Brandy have some growing up to do in their own way. I just totally don't agree with, and we'll get into this later, but I just do not agree how Kyle handled this situation at all at this party. She let it all come to it. I get that she's going into there with some fire and some passion, and she's seeing Brandy for the first time. But I mean,
she's got her boys behind her.
It's just like, you know, I don't know. She just, I mean, I will give Kyle, I admire her for holding back. She's held back a few times this season for like physically going after Brandy. So like, okay. I mean, like her reaction to that husband comment, like she didn't even really react to that. Like, I'm like, that would piss me off.
That was a low blow. God. That was the
and
lowest of the low blows.
And Kim should have said something like, don't you dare say that to my sister. And Kim just sat there in her...
Even when Kyle pointed it out tonight, Kim didn't really seem to think it was that big a deal.
She didn't hear
which
it.
Just makes me think that it's true. And Kim, even tonight, being told that was said, responding like, well, meh.
Yeah.
I think she's sort of like, well, then don't let your husband run around with every chicken fucking Beverly Hills, girl. Well, that's just what it read like to me. I don't know if that's true or not.
I think Mauricio's a good guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I was talking with my mother about this, and she thinks that basically Kim has never defended Kyle, and that's where a lot of this comes from. And she really did kind of sit there like an idiot last week, and she never kind of stood up for her sister. No. She never took a
point. But if she feels betrayed by her sister, and she feels like Kim hasn't been a good sister, which Kim has never said that Kyle is a good sister. Kyle has repeatedly told us, especially tonight, that she's a good sister. Kim has never said, hey, you know what? You helped me through this. You were there for me. So I can only imagine that that is not true.
And we got a little more info on what exactly Kim was mad about when Kyle was pressing Brandy. What did she say? What does Kim call you about? And Kim was mad that she would even put her in that position to be like, it's about whatever, drugs, alcohol, guys, who knows?
Yeah. Kim will never forgive that original, Kyle saying, you are an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's paranoid about it, and I don't blame her.
Yeah, but we have to remember, though, that also Kyle and Mauricio have helped Kim financially. You know, they have kind of been there.
They say.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like Kyle, no matter if Kyle did nothing or did everything, she feels very entitled to this respect from Kim. But it's like, it's beyond that, in my opinion. Like, you can't be all like, she, I mean, obviously Kyle, Kim should stand up for Kyle and this, the vice versa, but there are bigger problems there. And I think it goes back to a lot of Kyle making it about her in certain mm-hmm. ways.
Probably forever. Kyle has always made it about Kyle.
Well,
yeah, I don't
know.
If
I had, was on a game show and I had to defend Kyle for $1 million, I would say she has been dealing with unstable Kim for years. She is at the end of her rope. It's all playing out on national television. She has had enough. And then this pain in the neck comes in, inserts herself in the middle of them, literally in the middle of them at the poker party.
But see, I think and Kim brought
makes
her
it
in.
Worse. And mm-hmm. and Kim can't see. Agreed. But I feel like Kyle has had enough with Kim because she can't see what is making
does Kyle
it worse.
Have? You can't have that charmed of a life. You can't have that much money, the perfect family, the perfect house, never having to work a day in your life, being a formal child star, and I'm famous and I'm on a reality show. I mean, what other problems does she have?
I don't begrudge.
We all have problems in our lives. I can't feel bad for her one little thing.
I feel bad for her because this is like, this is her sibling, and this is someone who's having a health issue, and there's someone who's coming in between them who's making it worse. And I think Brandy completely
you think
Brandy's
off
making
it worse.
This is someone who's more messed up than her. They have fun together. Yeah. And I think, yeah, she's completely making it worse. And then when the husband comment came along, that was just the icing on the cake. That was Brandy and her bad mouth, Kim not sticking up for Kyle for once, and Kyle being like, this is the dirtbag that you're going to let come between us. I feel for Kyle. I don't think she handled it right at the party, but I don't think she's completely to blame.
But have we ever seen Kyle stick up for Kim?
That was another argument though, because she said, you weren't there for me. She said to Kim, you weren't there for me even back then.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. I don't think that Kyle fully understands what Kim is going through with being an addict. Mm-hmm. I just don't think, we could understand, it was mentioned even, having a drink around Kim. Like, you have to understand that there's a thought process and there's a struggle there mm-hmm. when you are a recovering alcoholic, addict. Whatever label fits Kim at the moment. But, I mean, it's just basically, I never felt in all the past 5 seasons that Kyle really understood what Kim was really going through, what really is to be an alcoholic and go through alcoholism and mm-hmm. how it kind of all works psychologically.
And you
Maybe
think Brandy
that's
does?
What it is that bothers
no,
me.
No, I don't. I'm not
Kyle,
even giving Brandy that much credit, but I just don't think
that Kyle trivializes the addiction.
Yeah, I feel like if she had a better understanding of it, she would be a little bit more understanding of the situation. I feel like she's kind of like resentful towards it in certain ways.
No, but when they went to the when they had that wine tasting,
that was so stupid.
And I think Kyle felt terrible. She was really concerned for Kim.
When you take everybody to Santa Barbara, what do you think's going to happen besides a wine tasting?
But I mean,
come on, Kyle.
It's just
Kyle's reality TV fame is worth more to her than her relationship with her sister.
Oh, that's a bold statement. Really?
It is. It is. Yeah. But that's what we've seen on this show. Why else would she take them to Santa Barbara? Why else would she cause this fight? Let everyone feed into it? Not like we've said in a couple other episodes, just wait until everyone goes home and call your sister or go to your sister's house. She's your darn sister.
Well, why the F are they going to Amsterdam? I mean, after all this.
Oh, that's going to be another S show, honey.
Santa Barbara was
yes. We've already heard about this on the blogs. They're going to suspect that Kim is using again. It's going to blow up 10 times worse than this.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know.
Then Kyle will be able to whine that Kim ruined her vacation.
Kyle will have plenty of vacations
Kim's
to make
not
up
allowed
for this
to be
trip.
Not anymore.
Oh, my God.
I know you guys get mad at me for saying this, but really, what I would love to see Kyle go to bat for Kim in a way that is not good for Kyle. Like, I see her sticking up for Kim when it conveniences her. See her sticking up for Kim when it makes her look like a good sister. Not in the middle of the night when Kim's trying to call somebody, actually being a good sister and answering the phone.
Well, yeah, we don't know, she wasn't answering the phone or that she wasn't really there for her. But, yeah, it does seem like Kyle on camera is like, this is tearing us apart. It's never, even last week I said, it's not about Kim's health. They're arguing about who's better friend, Brandy or what about the person who's suffering?
I really wonder what their relationship would be like without the show.
That is a good point, but I do just feel for Kyle. I really do. I just feel like she is at the end of her rope. I feel like she's just going to pull her hair out. Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, I hate to tell you, if you had all that and an easy life and something like that happened to you, I wouldn't feel bad for you.
Like, health as well. I love you. You could have everything like she does. And if your family member is not healthy, it's like, it's worth nothing. And I think she really might. You know, she loves her sister. You love your siblings.
That she actually does care that much.
Oh, God.
I think she just hates that it inconveniences her. And it embarrasses her family. And it inconveniences Kyle. And I just really think that that is her problem.
I think there's so much passion there. There's so much, like, upset. Especially when they sat down at the hotel.
Selfish place.
I think you can be embarrassed by her. Inconvenienced at your wit's end. Annoyed with her. And still have that, like, you know, sibling, you know, primal love for your sibling that you want them to be okay. Right. This is a family member. You want them to be okay. You can have all the money in the world. Look at Yolanda. If you're not healthy, what's it worth? And I think deep down, Kyle really is suffering.
Remember on last year's reunion when Brandy said she thinks that Kyle almost wishes that Kim would fail?
Yeah,
right?
I do remember.
I kind of think she hit the nail on the head there. And I can't believe I'm agreeing with Brandy Glanville. Kyle Richards, you make me agree with Brandy Glanville. Another reason to be mad at you.
Brandy's got her own issues. She should not worry about what's going on between siblings. She's not even close to her sister, though?
You know, what we saw in tonight's episode, Brandy said, I am a ride or die friend. Right. And when Kim said to Brandy, you're my best friend, she clearly took that very seriously.
Yeah, and that demonstrates that Kim pulled in Brandy in this relationship. She was the one that brought and introduced the Brandy factor into this relationship. She pulled her in by telling her she was the best friend and calling her up at night. I mean, no one's really looking at Kim in that sense. They're like, Brandy's pushing her way in, or then they're against Kyle for hating that she's there to, you know, be there for her sister.
We make a lot of allowances for Kim being an addict, so you think that's where she should take responsibility, that she shouldn't have brought Brandy into the entire situation?
Well, I don't think that. I think, you know, Brandy's good in the situation in a sense as like a sounding board, but not if she's going to spew hate towards Kyle, and not if she's viewed higher than her own sister.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, I
don't have any siblings. Maybe that's my problem.
Could be.
Maybe I just don't get it.
But it's the
there you go. Y'all
want to
tweet me hate about
Love
and Kyle? Tell me I just don't get it. It's fine.
Well, we learned that Eileen has four. She had four sisters, and we learned about that relationship. But she said they would fight, and they don't always get along. And you know, two of them have passed away, so it's kind of brought up some emotions in her that she wants to kind of bring these two sisters together, deal with it. Then you've got the psychologist, the resident psychologist, Lisa Rinna, trying to solve the show's problems, which, you know, we love, and we get a good kick out of
her. Everyone should go to her house and just lay on her couch.
But these two women, they're coming in here, and you can tell they're newbies because they're like, we're going to fix people. Yeah. It's like, forget it.
Don't try it.
You're going to be denied it.
Not happening, honey.
So before we get into kind of that you know, back and forth between Kyle and Kim at the hotel, let's talk about the little break in the action at the Burbank Film Festival.
I love to see that little moment with them. First of all, that limo ride. It's just interesting. Anytime these ladies all get in the limo together and just chat without screaming at each other.
True.
We learn that Eileen is still a little butthurt about Red Sonja, which was like 30 years ago, losing out that role to Brigitte Nielsen. That's the kind of cool stuff that we want to see on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
They've made a big deal about like making them look opulent and rich and famous. And so we want to hear about Eileen being mad about this role from 30 years ago. And we want to see them riding in a limo to the Burbank Film Festival, which, as maybe B-listy as it was, is still an event. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know,
still a red carpet.
Yeah, I mean, she was in an independent film. I mean, you know, why not? I mean, that's a good get for the director of the film. I mean, Eileen, here she is. You know, they're getting this national attention on the show. Mm-hmm. So good for her. The film looks questionable. But, you know,
I feel like it was tongue-in-cheek. That couldn't have been serious. Right?
Probably
no,
not.
I think it was maybe like a comedic sort of a thing. Yeah,
but they were all acting like
she looked fantastic.
She looked fantastic.
Right?
They all did at the
They did. And listen, as a host, if you're working a red carpet and you only have Eileen on that red carpet and you see the other three standing over here, super famous housewives, you're chasing over them.
Christy,
you're going over there with your microphone. I was like, really? They're going to just stand there and not walk the red carpet, and you as a host can see them standing over there and you're not walking over there with your microphone? Come on.
It was nice to see the other housewives be there to support Eileen. Mm-hmm. In this last two episodes where we've been pulling people down and calling people out of their name, it was nice to see people kind of come together and be supportive, especially if another housewife's career. So mm-hmm. we'll take that.
It was everything Lisa Rinna does, like, makes me laugh. It makes me, like, giddy. I just, like, clap when she's not. Like, when she asked the movie theater guy, what do you recommend? Popcorn and pizza. Like, everything she does makes me laugh.
It's going to be the only fast food, fried food she eats all year, so it better be good. Chicken strips or hot dog? She wanted him to say hot dog because she wanted to do with the lips.
Yeah.
The
whole thing.
She wanted to make a TV moment that would last forever. I think.
Smart.
Yeah, she wanted that moment like Taylor had with the popcorn. No, I mean,
the cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Yes, those big lips.
Lisa, we love you.
And then everything she does.
And memories of Taylor. Why not? Let's transition to the OG, the LVP herself. Lisa Vanderpump in her house with dealing with, Max, and also when she broke the news to Pandora, which was a real moment when they were setting up the display for her sangria. She talked to her daughter, as we saw, and it was a nice moment. What'd you think?
I love when we see emotion from Lisa Vanderpump because we don't see it that often, so it always seems so genuine, and you just love to see her like shed a little tear, and then you see that Pandora's reaction to Lisa telling her that hit me so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, for her to care that much, and I read Lisa's blog and she said when they adopted Max that Pandora felt like he was her baby. Pandora was like six. For her to be that affected by hearing that just reminded you of the weight of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, it really is a big deal. And we see Lisa sort of breezing through life and being really fabulous. And this is something that really is heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love to see this moment with those two. They're such a great mother and daughter.
Yeah, they're so cute. And I didn't expect that reaction from Pandora.
No.
Yeah, it was a little, it took me back. And I was like, they just love him so much. Mm-hmm. This is another real family moment.
Real family moment. Now, ladies, you mentioned you read Lisa's blog last week and it got into kind of more information. What can you surmise from that?
It wasn't too detailed, but she said that they flew, I think they were living in England and flew to America. They didn't get into too much detail. Landed in a snowy location to pick up their baby.
It was very heartfelt.
It was very heartfelt. And they they always felt like he was there.
Mm-hmm. They talked about meeting him at his foster home and what it meant to Lisa and Ken to be adopting him. And really, if you haven't had a chance to check that out, please view it at BravoTV.com. If you don't love Lisa Vanderpump already, which you probably do because everybody does, it will really make you fall in love with her and her family.
Yeah.
And another real nice moment in the show and amongst all of this drinking and
psychosis.
Craziness.
I still find it a little weird that he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
But I'll take the moment for what it was.
He's Scandinavian and Irish.
Wasn't curious before, and now he knows.
Right. So let's transition now to the last kind of bit that I want to get into with these two, Kyle and Kim, sitting down with Eileen.
I'm sorry to interrupt you before we get to that. Brandy had her little moment with the podcast. And can I just say, Heather McDonald, we see you. We see you trying to get on this show. I know you're friends with all the housewives. You're walking red carpets with them all the time. We see you, girl.
It's been rumored
that
she...
We know you want that $500,000 paycheck, honey.
Well, it's been rumored that she's been trying to get on Orange County Housewives. So if that doesn't work... Now, they're both producing the same production company. So I mean, she could float to either or.
Yeah, but Heather McDonald seems a little more Orange County-ish
to
me. And she's been fabulous. She always stops and talks to me on the red carpet, and I love anyone who does that. But I'm thinking, Orange County, not Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I agree as well. Yeah,
And bring some comedy to it, girl. I would love that. I think she would be fabulous.
No,
she would tell it like it is.
I feel like she would either love or hate Tamara. But anyway.
Different show.
Yeah,
and now
totally
we can move on to
show.
What you actually wanted to talk about.
Yes. So they sat down at the Sofitel, which is a really nice place. And, basically, Eileen was like, look, I really want to bring you guys together, which was another nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we can definitely say Eileen is a good person. What do you think? You see, like, you want to say something.
Oh, no, I love Eileen. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think she's normal.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
And, you know, I mean,
what the hell is she doing on a reality show, that normal girl?
And even Kim was like, Eileen, shut up. Like, yeah. In her interview, she's like, come on. But those two basically just got into a lot of back and forth. And it kind of came out, you know, that on the table that Kyle doesn't really trust the friendship with, mm-hmm. between Kim and Brandy, and that she's going to, you know, kind of, we saw this last week too, but she's going to turn on her with the information she knows.
Right. Which is highly likely.
We do see all the time. Brandy's mm-hmm. always pulling out some, even if it's a rumor, she's always pulling out certain information. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that by calling Brandy her best friend, Kim is giving all her closet of secrets away.
All the power to Brandy.
Uh-huh. Which I can understand why in this case, Kyle would be, you know, kind of like, please don't get too close because you're right. going to get burned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That do you think Kim took point. It in?
No. I don't. No, I really don't think Kim took it in. I mean, those two, when they ended that scene, those two weren't even looking at each mm-mm. other.
It was sad.
It was very sad.
Yeah. So what
other
moments?
That's what I'm saying. We've never really seen a moment of sisterly love between the two, understanding.
I mean, I feel like they were in a good place, you know, with Kim's daughter getting married and then going to get the dress. You know, there have been a lot of moments, I think, where you can tell they're close. They're sisters. Yeah. They're one of three. And their mom.
In the reality of that, we read that Kim's dog attacked Kyle's daughter, and Kim wasn't even at her birthday lunch a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You guys keep saying we don't know what's really going on, and you're probably right about that.
I wonder if the dog's ever going to come up in this season. I want to know what exactly.
I heard
Kim's trying to act like she doesn't have the dog, but she
exactly.
And I don't blame her one tiny bit.
I heard that production doesn't want to work with that dog, and they won't have it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, Kyle wishes that Kim would have told Brandy that Kyle has been there for her, because Brandy was like, you know, you're not there, you're a lousy sister, you're awful. So to be able to have that moment where, you know, Kyle, I mean, again, this goes back to what I was saying, Kim needs to defend her sister a little bit.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't feel that way, and wasn't that sort of her point? Wasn't that kind of her answer
she
to
does
Kyle?
Question
like,
her
well,
intentions.
Then give me a reason to say that.
Yeah, she definitely questions Kyle's intentions, which has to be hurtful to Kyle, but there's just, oh my God, it doesn't even matter what we really say, because there's so much, I think, that we're not seeing. Mm-hmm. This goes back years.
Right.
I mean, mm-hmm. and there could be something that was sent in a text a month ago that we have no clue.
No clue. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to kind of, and, you know, this was mentioned in the comments last week, you know, we kind of have to, like, see where production plays into all of this, and I agree with that. I definitely think that that has, like, an arm, you know, in this. So, mm-hmm. you know, who knows? The truth is in there somewhere, and, you know, I think when they break it down over and over in this reunion, we'll get closer.
I am on Team Kyle, but I have to say, I see here, who cares if she says Kyle's a good sister? What matters is Kim healthy? So don't worry, Kyle, if she says you're a good sister. Don't worry about fighting with Brandy. Is Kim all right? Like, that's all that matters. So I am on Team Kyle. I really am, because I really feel for her. But I get how people might feel like, enough.
Yeah.
Is Kim all right?
So when we Lisa Rinna and Brandy were chatting for a while, it seemed to me that no one really wants to talk about anything. Obviously, the truth is that Kim is a private person, and this is kind of new, being able to talk about her sobriety in
true.
Public.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that is kind of where Kyle is coming from, because she's kind of like dealing with these topics, you know, being out on a national TV show and publicly.
Yeah.
That's a huge transition for her. And that's why I think Kyle was so wrong to do what she did at that gay mixer, because she knows that Kim does not want people to admit that she has a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so she shouldn't have done that in a public setting like that.
I think Kyle was probably so happy when Kim went to rehab and it was on the show and it was like, oh, Kim's better now.
Yeah.
And I think she just wants to go along with her child life.
I
and
agree
be like,
with that.
My sister's better now. Yeah. And now this rears its ugly head. Kim took a pill, which really is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle just wants it to be over. She wants to lead her little life.
Yeah. And she wants deep down for her sister to be all right. But
I hope so.
And what Lisa was saying at the lunch was, you know, there's, you can see it, you can smell it, there's something going on here, but they don't know how to go about handling it.
Yeah.
And Brandy clearly said, I don't want to be the one to bring it up to her, because then she won't be her best friend anymore.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Brandy also doesn't have a lot of good friends, like she said Kim doesn't.
Yeah.
So they're probably very dependent on each other right now, so Brandy doesn't want to hurt that relationship.
Well,
Brandy doesn't want to rock the boat for once.
Right.
It can't end well, because Brandy is pretending. They have this friendship based on a pretend you're okay when we both see that you're really not. So that can only go south.
Yes.
So, and that, let's move on to some news and gossip, shall we?
Hot mess positive. Plus hot mess equals good reality TV. And now we're moving on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, Christy reports. What do you have for us?
I have a few things from blogs, from interviews. Lisa has gone all over the place this last week, basically saying, I told you guys so. She's calling Brandy's behavior ugly, uncalled for, and intimidating. She knew this was going to happen. Mm. Kind of like Kyle, she sees what the end may look like for a Brandy-Kim friendship, and she does not predict that it's going to be a positive thing for Kim. Lisa also will ride as a monarch of Orpheus, whatever the hell that is.
What?
In Mardi Gras 2015.
Woo! Someone's
some
excited.
Sort of celebration. She's going to be one of the main celebrity point people at the celebration at Mardi Gras. So congratulations to her.
Oh, very cool.
And Brandy was all around touting, yapping her trap this week. She did clarify Kim's injuries from last week. We were kind of wondering what was Kim really in the hospital for, what was going on. Kim had a hernia and a fractured rib.
Okay.
And some disc issues, according to Brandy. I know.
It's painful.
Well, we had heard that, but this is more like, you know, confirmation. Because, you know, you never really know what's going on.
Right. That's not really earth-shattering. But here's a bomb.
Okay, ready?
Brandy said that some of the ladies on this show are not interesting. They are boring. And she really wishes that they would bring it. And then in an interview with People.com, she said she was asked who she would fire because of her role on Celebrity Apprentice. And she said, I would fire Eileen because she brings nothing to the table. Yawn. She's boring. Mm. Brandy really kind of went in on Eileen for that. Mm. So I'm waiting for Eileen to respond to that, which she hasn't yet. Don't be boring, Eileen. Tell this girl off.
I don't think she is.
No?
No, I don't think so. She's not the most thrilling, but I mean, you know, I think she plays a really good part on the show.
I think Brandy's just trying to bring it all the time.
Well, I mean,
so she sees
anybody,
someone who's not causing a lot of drama.
Anybody sitting next to Brandy looks tired because that girl is busy.
Well, we were wondering who Brandy's allies are, and she's always been cool with Yolanda. We kind of wondered after this episode, was Yolanda upset with Brandy for what she said about Yolanda's daughter? And apparently Yolanda and Brandy are still cool, even with the health issues that Yolanda's been struggling with. Brandy says she still calls Brandy and says, hey, Brandy, how are you doing? Mm. So that's really commendable and not surprising on Yolanda's part.
She's got like the levelest head of all these people.
Right.
God bless her. We wish you well, Yolanda. Yeah. Still sending you good vibes from here at AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzzy vibes. And one more from Brandy. This is really, really interesting. She told everybody this week that she does not allow her sons to watch this show, to watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, specifically her young son, Mason. She told him that he can't watch it because, quote, I am a giant a-hole on that show. So she admits it. Yeah, she knows. Yeah. And she says, I tell him mommy's acting, which is kind of true.
I'm sure Andy Cohen loved that.
Yeah. Oh, just what she needs
bomb
to
bomb number two, people.
Just what she needs to do to damage that relationship a little more.
Yeah, so she admits that she's really playing it up and kind of gets on the other ladies that aren't trying to bring it on this show, which, more power to her. She knows who's signing her paycheck. She knows where her money's at.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with this franchise in general because I mentioned her earlier, but Tamara and from Orange County, she basically admitted to doing the same thing. She's like, I know it makes good TV and I make it interesting and other people don't. Yeah. So I'm an asset to the show. So now we're seeing her do it, but she's a lot more vocal with it. So it's going to be interesting to see, will these people stay? Will they go?
Right.
Are they, you know, I mean, Andy always says this is a show about your life, what you're doing. So good, bad, or indifferent. So, you know, if it's fake, goodbye. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We've kind of been waiting with bated breath to see if Tamara will be on this season of Real Housewives of Orange County, which I can't wait for.
Oh, yeah, no, I think she'll be there. But yes, so that sounds good. Let's transition to some predictions since we're headed that way.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right, well,
here.
It looks like Lisa is going to be kind of being the moderator. She's trying to get people to have a conversation. Is it her place? I really don't know. Lisa Vanderpump doesn't think so. So it'll be interesting to see where we go with that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Lisa Rinna is going to be accused of being nosy. in this episode, in the next episode. I think it comes from a good place, but I think no one is going to see that. They don't know her well enough yet to know that she isn't trying to just stir up drama. She's not trying to just call someone an addict. I think she really is concerned. She's really trying to help. She's watched her husband's brother, two brothers pass away from alcoholism, and I think it's coming from a good place, but no one else is going to see it that way.
Oh, certainly not Kim. Kim doesn't want to talk.
No.
But I want to know what they're doing with those puppets next to me. Kim and Kyle are holding these puppets. Are they doing like puppet therapy? That'll be interesting.
Oh, puppet therapy. Yes.
Where? But only in LA.
Right? Only in LA.
Wow.
I predicted.
And on Sesame Street.
Episode one, that I don't know why, but Lisa Rinna and Brandy would, I just know that they're going to
rip each other's heads off.
Yeah. Because Brandy's a jealous person. I think she's jealous of her happy life. And I think Lisa doesn't let people get away with things. And I predicted it episode one.
Yeah. They are, you know, it's almost like it's going to happen. It's like certain people, if they have that much of a personality and that they're that big in their head, they kind of cancel each other out.
You know? You think?
I think, but I agree with you. Like, I feel like they're going to, like, can't, like, they're going to just, like, completely butt heads and, like, they can't get along.
Nothing's
going to
be left of either one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that lunch wasn't going to end well. But then.
I thought so too. Yeah. I thought this was the beginning of the end, and you never know, because we've experienced so many flashbacks in this show that there's something we didn't even see, and then it's like flashback 9 weeks ago. It's like, oh, okay, no one even saw this, but that changes the dynamic of where we are now, so who knows what's going on.
And reminds you what a heavy hand production has in this.
Well, in the meantime, in between time, please leave the comments below. We'll be back with more Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Ladies, where can we find you in the world of social media?
Well, first of all, hit that thumbs up button, people, because that makes me happy. And then tweet me at Christy Reports. Tell me you hit the thumbs up button. I'll retweet you.
You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay and on Facebook at Fern Ronay.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us here with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.